Yeah, it comes from a little different angle, the Farm Act. And I refer to it as the green fantasy. We do not have the technology at this point to displace our base load power. Nuclear, natural gas, coal, we do not have it at this point. And it's being forced on the American public. And as a result, I mean, we see the results in California over the last decade. They've done it, and their power is on half the time, and they pay twice as much for it. Now, that's a little bit of hyperbole here, Tony, but it's not too far from the truth, and the Europeans are really paying a price for what they've done in Western Europe, where they're switching back to coal to be able to keep the lights on in Western Europe. So what we're addressing with the Farm Act is we're saying there are very rich subsidies that are given to developers in order to put in the wind and solar facilities. In fact, it comes to about $50,000 an acre. And what we're seeing is this conversion of farmland to wind and solar in, like, my home state of Wisconsin. And that wind and solar is only available about 20 to 25% of the time. I mean, when you're in northern Wisconsin, where I come from in the winter, the sun doesn't shine much. And so it really isn't an effective way. But what they're doing is they're converting farmland. And while production of energy is really important, a very important public policy challenge for us, growing food is the one thing that is more important. And we should not be converting our productive farmland into these intermittent sources of power that are only on 20 to 25% of the time. So that's what the Farm Act does. It says you cannot, you can build on farmland if you want to. You just don't get the $50,000 an acre subsidy. It should be able to stand on its own.